All right, everybody, welcome back to the Dopamine Declutter. Your daily dose of real talk, designed to help you navigate this crazy thing called life with a little more grace and a whole lot less stress. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and today we're diving headfirst into something that's absolutely vital, but can be seriously tough. Embracing imperfection and accepting ourselves, flaws and all. Ever feel like you're constantly comparing yourself to others? You scroll through social media, and everyone seems to have it figured out. The perfect bodies, the seemingly effortless success, the lives straight out of a magazine spread. And then there's you. Well, you're just trying to keep your head above water, right? We're bombarded with these unrealistic expectations every single day, making it easy to feel like we're falling short. But here's the truth bomb. Perfection is a myth. It doesn't exist, and chasing after it is a recipe for burnout and endless self-criticism. So how do we break free from this pressure? How do we learn to love ourselves, even when our lives feel messy, chaotic, or downright imperfect? Well, buckle up, because I've got 5 key takeaways that are going to change the game. Number 1. Acknowledge your inner critic. That voice in your head that's constantly pointing out your flaws and shortcomings? Yeah, it needs a serious time out. The first step towards self-acceptance is recognizing that these negative thoughts are just thoughts. They aren't facts. Don't let them define you or dictate your worth. Number 2. Practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer to a good friend who's struggling. Everyone makes mistakes. Everyone has insecurities, and that's okay. Forgive yourself for your imperfections, and remember that you're doing the best you can. Number 3. Focus on your strengths. We all have unique talents and abilities. Make a list of things you're good at, things that make you feel proud and confident. Celebrate those accomplishments, no matter how big or small. Shifting your focus from what you perceive as flaws to your positive qualities can be a game changer. Number 4. Embrace the journey. Life is a constant process of growth and learning. There will be ups and downs, successes and failures, but that's all part of the adventure. Instead of striving for perfection, focus on progress, those small steps you take each day to become a better version of yourself. Number 5. Surround yourself with supportive people. The company we keep has a profound impact on our well-being. Seek out relationships with people who uplift you, encourage you, and celebrate your authentic self. Remember, you deserve to be surrounded by love and acceptance. Now, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah. She's brilliant, creative, and passionate about her work. But she's constantly plagued by self-doubt. She compares herself to colleagues who seem effortlessly successful, criticizing every small mistake she makes. Sound familiar? This is where the pressure to be perfect can really get in the way. Sarah decides to take a step back and focus on her strengths. She starts acknowledging her accomplishments, big and small. She surrounds herself with supportive friends and colleagues who remind her of her value. Gradually, she begins to shed the weight of self-criticism and embraces her imperfections. She realizes that it's okay to not have everything figured out, that mistakes are opportunities for growth, and that true success comes from being authentically herself. So, where do you fit into this story? What steps can you take today to embrace your own imperfection and practice self-acceptance? Remember, the journey towards loving yourself is a marathon, not a sprint. It takes time, patience, and a whole lot of self-compassion. But trust me, it's worth every step. Keep those thoughts in mind as you go through your day. Be kind to yourself, celebrate your wins, and remember that you are enough, just as you are. And if you found this episode helpful, please share it with someone who might need a little dose of self-love today. Let's keep the conversation going. See you in tomorrow's episode for another dose of Dopamine Declutter.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.